Welcome to Joy 99.7 FM and to tonight's mid-year edition of Springboard, your virtual university. If you are alive today, with 2 days to go to the end of the middle of the year, 2020, it's a gift of God and a cause to be thankful. Thank you for joining us on your favorite leadership and personal development show. This is the platform where your value is enriched on a weekly basis. It's also the place to look for business, career, finance, talent, leadership development, education in these interesting times in which we find ourselves. Springboard is brought to you by the Springboard Ratio Foundation and Legacy and your superstition Joy 99.7 FM. The broadcast is made possible by the kind courtesy of our brand partners, MTN, MTN Pulse, Just Be, the Enterprise Group, Enterprise Your Advantage, UMB Bank, UMB Speed Up, Digibank, Let's Go, and the Access Pension Trust, your reliable partner in pensions. A special thank you to our print media partner, The Graphic Business. And thank you to you for joining us on Joy FM and live on Facebook. We are streaming on Springboard, your virtual university, Facebook page, call program, Daily Graphic, and of course, Albert, Any, Okran, and Comfort, Okran A. So you can find us on any of these platforms and join this very interesting discussion. My name is Albert Okran, and I'm doing this with the support of the Virtual Academic Board, comprising Comfort, Matthew, Priscilla, David, Amos, Emmanuel, Anna, and Jojo. So the big question for tonight, 107 days after the first two COVID-19 cases were reported in Ghana, how well are you coping? How resilient are you as an individual and as a business? How resilient is your socioeconomic situation to survive and to thrive now and when this is all over? Stay tuned as we examine these and more. This Thursday evening on the Springboard Hangout, we'll be looking at the African solutions to African problems, and we'll be hosting international business leader Lucy Quist as we explore how we can craft our own solutions, especially with interesting innovations that have come out after the outbreak of this COVID-19 pandemic. How do we deliberately craft African solutions to African problems? The Zoom ID, as always, 861-3545-3201. We would love to have you join the conversation on Thursday evening at 7 p.m. with Madame Lucy Quist. So tonight, just download the MTN Pulse app, the Enterprise Advantage app, and the UMB Speed app, and our COVID-19 awareness tip for today: avoid congested areas. And that comes to you from MTN Ghana. Just avoid congested areas. Right, I have some great news for you before we settle down to today's lunch. And the fact, and that is the fact, that next week Sunday, it will be the grand finale of our global convocation series, our digital convocation that we've been running for a while now. Next week Sunday will be the final, the 5th of July. We'll be joined by the Enterprise Group CEO Kelly Gajepo as we look at personal strategy. The highlight, of course, will be, the discussion will be about how the individual can position himself or herself to thrive and to remain at the top in spite of changing circumstances. But very, very importantly, that is the day we will give out, guess what, a brand new laptop as our grand prize, with all the other additions. A brand new laptop. For those who have been praying, please add fasting. Join the 40 days of power and fast, because next week Sunday, somebody is carrying away a brand new laptop as part of our activation, and you just must get that laptop. Right, so tonight's program is very special. Come, but just before we go into tonight's program, just the fact that somebody's winning a laptop next week on our grand prize, how does it feel?
It's very exciting, and I can't wait to give it away.
Right.
Really
right,
looking
right.
forward to it.
Right. We just want to give it out. We just want to make people happy. And that's what we need at Springboard. All right. Tonight, we are launching a brand new initiative called the COVID-19 Recovery and Resilience Program, also known as the CORE Program. And what exactly is CORE? Who are the project partners? Let me put these questions to Comfort, who's executive director at the Springboard Roadshow Foundation. So let's start with the COVID-19 Recovery and Resilience Program. What exactly is the CORE Program?
Well, the CORE Program is an e-learning and e-mentoring and e-counseling program that is designed to equip young people between the ages of 18 and 35 who form the core of our Ghanaian society. We hope to build them in areas such as building resilience, health awareness, health and safety, wellness and safety, sorry, building relevant workplace skills, and most importantly, making them job ready in a post-COVID-19 era.
Right. We'll bring in our partners very, very shortly. But since we put out the communication a couple of days ago, many people are asking who exactly is bringing the CORE Program to us, because there's been a lot of interest. So tell us, who are the project partners?
Well, the CORE Program is an initiative of Springboard Roadshow Foundation, and we are doing this in partnership with the MasterCard Foundation and Solidaridad.
Right.
Basically, we are saying that build your core, be resilient, and be ready for the post-COVID-19 era.
Right. The word resilience has featured in a lot of our conversations around the COVID-19 situation. I recall our conversation with Jerry Kukubedwadu, CEO of Stanchart South Africa, last 2 weeks on the Hangout, and he used the word resilience a number of times for individuals, for companies, as well as for nations. So why is there a need for this resilience and recovery program?
Well, we do live in a socioeconomic... We've had... COVID-19 is a pandemic, and we have had to live, unfortunately, in a time of such socioeconomic and health disruption. And the negative impact of the pandemic cuts across social, cultural, psychological, economic, financial, and every other aspect of our lives. Indeed, it is noteworthy that the World Bank forecasted that 23 million Africans may lose their jobs and be pushed to extreme poverty during this era. In Ghana, I have personally heard of job losses, and I know there are many people who have lost their jobs, businesses have closed down, and there have been other fallouts which have led to stress, anxiety, and fear among many. But most importantly, on Thursday 9th, 2020, the president and CEO of MasterCard Foundation...
Give us a date again.
On Thursday, April 9th, 2020, the president and CEO of MasterCard Foundation, Ms. Rita Roy, announced the COVID-19 Recovery and Resilience Program, which is leading to this collaboration that we are talking about today.
Right. I will bring in on MasterCard very, very shortly, but just give us a sense of who we are targeting with this program.
Well, we have two main beneficiaries. We have what we call the direct beneficiaries and those who are the indirect beneficiaries. Right. The direct beneficiaries are those in national service, the national service personnel, who are quite a large number. We have the YEDIE beneficiaries. These are people who were privileged to undergo a MasterCard Foundation intervention earlier for the past 5 years, and they were trained in the construction sector. Additionally, we have MASO beneficiaries. They were trained in agribusiness, especially in the cocoa sector. So these are the direct beneficiaries. The indirect beneficiaries, I'm glad to tell our Springboard listeners, are you who listen to us day in, day out, alumni that we've worked with over the years. They are the indirect beneficiaries of this intervention. And as I said, we are building resilience. We are looking at their health. In total, we are looking at impacting the lives of 692,000 people across the country.
All right, so if you just have joined us, we are launching today the CORE program, and what we are saying is that there are two categories of beneficiaries, and there are people who have already been registered in advance, and that is beneficiaries of three identified programs that we have just mentioned, those who are doing the national service. And that is important because you just are about to start work, and then this disruption has come. What do you do next? What is your career? What are your career prospects? And so they are the first line of people we've identified. And then beneficiaries of two other programs that were trained in the areas of construction and then agribusiness, who were looking forward to using these skills to just earn a living, and now they have to face a very disruptive situation. So that's the first category. Then the exciting addition is all those of you who listen for the past 12 years to Springboard on radio, join us on the roadshow, all our interventions, and you just can sign up and be part of this experience. But I'm going to come to you very shortly on how you can sign up. Let me play you a very interesting jingle, and that jingle will be the sound that tells you that the CORE program is here. Matthew, take it away.
My master says I should go home. There is no work. What do I do?
I feel like all my friends have left me behind. I have the business idea, so
I want to own my own
business. I will succeed without them.
I have the perfect idea,
but I don't know how to start.
Start with the CORE program. The CORE program will equip you to build your own business even during COVID-19, get more jobs, manage your money, and protect your mental health. Whether you are a farmer, construction worker, trader, barber, fitter, or kayayu, no matter the work you do, the CORE program is for you. Stay tuned to this channel to know the topics, dates, and times. The CORE program, learning together, growing together. Brought to you by the Springboard Roadshow Foundation in partnership with Solidaridad and the MasterCard Foundation.
All right, it's 16 minutes past the hour of 7 o'clock, and it's my honor to welcome into this discussion the regional director, West Africa, West Central and Northern Africa for the MasterCard Foundation, Nathalie Gabala. Nathalie, good evening. Nathalie, if you can hear us, good evening. Hello, Nathalie. All right, so Matthew, what the lines to get Nathalie to join us all the way from Abidjan in Cote d'Ivoire. But let me come to Comfort and then find out how people can sign up to the intervention. First of all, what does the intervention deliver on a week-by-week basis?
Well, we are recording radio. We are recording audio and audiovisual programs or products, and we are working with various media partners nationwide. So we have 15 minutes recordings with different topics, that we are working to roll out in on various radio programs as well as on social media. Therefore, let's say on a typical day, we could decide that, for instance, let's look at talent discovery. And therefore, we'd have a facilitator take us through how to discover your talent, giving us practical skills, things that we can work with right now, giving us quote-unquote assignments. Not assignments, but then if you say, you say that, okay, I know how to at least cut cloth. I can't cut cloth. So that is a talent that you can actually look at how you can package it.
Practical
ways in which we can actually benefit from this program.
Let's talk about language. What language is this going to be delivered in?
We would deliver it in English, in Akan, in Ewa, and in Ga.
Right. I'm definitely going for the Ewa translation. And I'll tell you why. I did Ewa at AfroStats.
Really?
First year university, and I got an A in African studies in doing Ewa. So I'm going to listen to the Ewa version for sure. All right. Matty, do you have Natalie on the line? Hello, Natalie. Good evening.
Good evening.
Thank you for
joining. Can you hear me very well?
I can hear you very well. And
great.
Thanks for joining us in this intervention. You represent MasterCard in this discussion. Tell us why this core program is so important for MasterCard.
Thank you. Thank you for the opportunity given to present our programs. I'm going to start by recognizing the presence of a number of distinguished guests, I believe, from the National Service Scheme, from the Psychological Association, from the National Association of the Deaf, our youth partner and representative from Solidaridad West Africa and Springbok Foundation. Distinguished ladies and gentlemen, good evening. So the MasterCard Foundation is really honored to be part of this important program, which aims at supporting young people build resilience through e-mentoring, e-counseling, and e-training on work readiness. It is, MasterCard Foundation has been working on the continent for over a decade to increase access to education, financial services, and more recently, through our Young Africa Work Strategy to increase work for young people. And in the wake of COVID-19, it was clear that we will need to step up our work on the continent to address the pandemic alongside with partners and communities.
So, Natalie, having begun this initiative, you work in Cote d'Ivoire. We are here in Ghana. I'm sure you have the pulse points on the various African countries. What is your perspective on the situation across Africa, especially as regards the youth?
So, first of all, I don't work in Cote d'Ivoire. I work in Ghana. I'm just in Cote d'Ivoire because of the pandemic, and I have been here, and the borders are closed for the past three months now. Cote d'Ivoire is my home country. The foundation has opened office in seven countries across Africa, and Ghana is the regional office covering North, West and Central Africa. So from the Ghana office, we oversee also our activities in Senegal, and some of the TIP members also support activities in Nigeria. And the foundation objective is really to create dignified work for young people, and we have an objective of 30 million of jobs for young women primary and young Africans over the next 10 years. So it's an African strategy with a pillar in Ghana, because Ghana is a regional office, and the pandemic is an African pandemic, and it's a time for all African governments and association to unite themselves and work together towards impactful and scalable solution to respond to the urgent needs that are arising, and to more importantly support the young people that are severely impacted more than others by the pandemic.
My final question to you, what would you consider success after 6 months of this program?
What will we consider success? I think the young people will tell us if the program has been successful. And we really want to keep the voice of the young people at the center of any works and any program that we implement with our partner. Solidaridad and Springboard are on the line, and they will be able to tell us also what they consider as success. But young people should emerge, not only they should be able to navigate the crisis. They should be able to find the resource that they need from a psychological point of view, but also even in terms of equipping them and discovering new skills. But they should be able to emerge stronger and better equipped, because we all believe that the pandemic will have a long tail, and it's not over. We might have to face similar crises again, and we want the young people to be able to navigate with more confidence when it comes.
Confidence for the young people of Africa, and those are the words of Nathalie Ekongabala, Regional Director, West Central and Northern Africa for the MasterCard Foundation. Let me play you that jingle now, and then I'm going to bring very shortly on board Bosman Owusu, who is the Acting Country Rep for Solidaridad. I've come too far to give up, and I will do what I gotta do. Let me welcome to the program Bosman Owusu, the acting country rep for Solidaridad. Bosman, good evening. Hello, Bosman, good evening.
Hello, good evening.
Let me say a big thank you to you for joining us on the broadcast, and I would like you to, from the perspective of Solidaridad, tell us what the core program means to you.
Well, thank you very much. For Solidaridad, it means a lot to us, especially given that we are an organization that brings sustainable solutions to improve supply chains. And we have had some work with youth under our Next Generation Cocoa Youth Program, where we are bringing sustainable practices to bear in order to improve the situation for young people, to encourage them to enter into agriculture and to remain in it, and to see if they can explore related opportunities as far as agribusinesses are concerned. We are mindful that with the onset of COVID-19, many of our young people who hitherto would receive information on agri production, as well as extension services, may be limited now because of the restrictions of movement. And we know our young people are so much concerned about what happens to the effort they have actually put into the production. And around this time, we know that this situation, every young person is really thinking about it. And so it gets to that point where we need to provide that counseling to help them to be able to cope with the stress or the anxiety that has attended the COVID-19 situation. We know the COP program has the back of all young people who have put in very great effort to support agriculture. And with Solidaridad, because we have also explored the provision of information to young people through alternative means, like the deployment of interactive voice response platform, that gives us a lot of assurance that even if COVID is limiting our ability to reach young people, through the experiences we have learned under the deployment of IVR, for instance, we know we can somehow meet their need. So we are very much interested in learning from this program how we can apply lessons from the program to benefit many, many, many other young people who are receiving our support in the various countries where we implement our programs in West Africa, talking about Ghana, Liberia, Sierra Leone, Cote d'Ivoire, and Nigeria.
All right, Bosman, I'm going to come back to you, but let me go to the beneficiaries themselves. And in her presentation, Natalie mentioned that the measure of success will not be what we say as the project partners, but what the young people of Ghana say. So representing the young people of Ghana, let's bring the first constituency, the National Service Scheme. Let's talk to the executive director first. The executive director of the National Service Scheme, Honorable Mustafa Yusuf. Good evening, sir. Hello, good evening. All right. I'll get the director on the show, but let me get the Ghana Psychological Association on board. They will be providing a very, very integral service. Bosman mentioned counseling. They will be providing the counseling for participants. Dr. Erica Dixon is on the line. Dr. Dixon, good evening.
Good evening to you, and good evening to your listeners.
So, Dr. Dixon, you are the president of the Ghana Psychological Association. Let's talk about what is on the ground in terms of people's response to the disruption of this pandemic. What are your observations so far, especially young people?
Well, I think that without a doubt, we all realize that this viral pandemic comes with a mental health pandemic. And so many people have been disrupted. They have lost hope. They are all anxious, afraid, and they don't know what is coming up after this is all over. And I think that gives a general summary of how most people are feeling, and especially young people.
I listened to a report that said Kolebu was recording many more cases of depression and psychological issues than before the pandemic. Would you corroborate that point?
Indeed. And I think this is not only limited to Kolebu. It is a worldwide phenomenon, and it's happening. We are seeing the same here in Ghana, that there are a lot more people presenting in our hospitals with anxiety disorders, with depression. And we anticipate that there may be some who even would present with post-traumatic stress.
So in the light of all these, how important, if I may ask, is the inclusion of counseling in this program that we are putting out, this core program? Your association will be providing the counseling to the young people. How important is it at a time like this?
I think that the counseling is absolutely essential. And let me state that the Ghana Psychological Association has psychologists of various sub-disciplines. So it's not only counseling psychologists or clinical psychologists, but we have industrial organizational psychologists who are concerned about workplace behavior and skills and the like. And so all these sub-disciplines are going to be involved in doing psychological distress counseling, as well as workplace behavior and organizational counseling as well. So, and this is going to be paramount in building the resiliency in these people, help them cope with the distresses that they are in, and basically restructure themselves and find a new, more productive self.
So what will be your message to the young people who are listening to us, who are the target beneficiaries of this project?
Well, I would like to tell this group of young people that you are fortunate, you are very blessed in this period, that you are going to be part of this program. The association is poised to deliver, and we know that you're going to imbibe new information that will help you change your thoughts. It's going to affect how you're going to be feeling. You're going to be feeling better. And this is going to translate into better performance. So we'll see this in your action, so that Natalie and her group will be happy to know that this program indeed has impacted.
Thank you very much, Dr. Erica Danfrequa Dixon. I like the name, Danfrequa. All right, so you're having a conversation about the call program. If you just joined us, this is Springboard, your virtual university. We are launching tonight the big one, the call program. We've been working at this for several weeks and months, and it's just a response to the COVID-19 pandemic. Springboard Racial Foundation, in partnership with the Mastercard Foundation and Solidaridad, bringing this all-important intervention to ensure that young people aged between 18 and 35 are not totally displaced by this pandemic, but help to build resilience to be able to respond to the pandemic and come out on top. It is part of a continent-wide initiative by the Mastercard Foundation as part of their 10-year strategy. And we are privileged to be working with them on those projects. And we are trusting that the young people of Ghana can be made ready. In the previous discussions, we made to know that everyone listening to us who is in that bracket can take advantage. I'll shortly be asking Comfort, what must you do as you listen? How do you sign up so they can receive these messages every single week and be part of the program, and also to receive counseling from the Ghana Psychological Association? Do we have the National Service Scheme ready? Let's bring on the National Director, Executive Director of the National Service Scheme, who has about 100,000 beneficiaries lined up for the program. Honorable Mustafa Yusuf, good evening.
Good evening. Let me say good evening to all your cherished listeners and viewers.
All right. So you hold one of the biggest constituencies of young people in this country. How big is the core program for the National Service Scheme?
This is very timely. Timely because after going through the design and the content of the Springboard program, it is very important for national service, especially you just said, we are deploying the next generational workforce of our the human resource of our economy. And currently, this pandemic is affecting most of them. You agree with me that most organizations now work from home. Some of the service personnel have been asked to stay at home until the ease of restrictions is over. And this have negative effect on a lot of them. And I think that this is very timely. And that's why the Governing Board of National Service have agreed that National Service should partner with Springboard to at least sensitize the National Service personnel across the country. We have more than over 150,000 service personnel, but we estimate that at least this program, when it is launched, it is possible that we'll get more than 100,000 service personnel benefited from this program.
Well, we want to thank you and your entire organization for the high level of cooperation that we received from you, and your willingness to be part of this and to support the launch of the program. As we launch it today, we are very confident that in the execution, your service personnel will benefit largely, and they will benefit from job readiness for the COVID-19 and post-COVID-19 era. So thank you very much, Honorable Mustafa Yusuf, for coming on board.
Thank you so much. We are very much ready to see the implementation of this program. And all national service across the country, our staff, our head office staff, the district staff, regional staff, we are all ready to support, to see to it that this program becomes very successful.
Thank you very much, sir. And so that is it. We'll be launching in a couple of minutes, but let me just bring you some updates. So apart from the national service, the EDA beneficiaries and the MASO beneficiaries that we've mentioned, we're also saying that any young person aged between 18 and 35, get ready to benefit from information in the area of social integration, job readiness, building your equipping you for business skills to thrive and to survive in the post-COVID-19 era. I love something that Dr. Dixon said. She said you are fortunate because in their time, probably, they didn't get anyone to provide this kind of support when they were going through their own disruptions. But here you are with this program designed just for you. Mercosur,
but we're down so many times you don't want to even get up and just face it. You've been doing your best trying to test every nest of.
This is Springboard of Virtual University, brought to you by the Springboard Roadshow Foundation, Joy 99.7 FM. And tonight, we are dedicating it to the launch of the CORE program. We'll be announcing very shortly how you can receive the information that will be shared across the country. But this program is brought to you, Springboard is brought to you as always by Joy 99.7 FM and Legacy and Legacy and Springboard, and also with our partners MTN, MTN Pulse, Just Be, the Enterprise Group, Enterprise Your Advantage, UMB Bank, UMB Speed Up, Digibank, Let's Go, and the Access Pension Trust. Let's go for a brief commercial break. When we come back, let's find out how do you sign up and who are the other beneficiaries on the line. Please don't go away.
UMB was established in 1972 as the premier bank for the corporate and private sector in Ghana. From our very beginning, as the only Ghanaian bank serving all categories of businesses, we set a standard for excellence and innovation over the past 45 years. We've built a financially healthy and strong bank, demonstrated our commitment to our customers and to growing businesses, and exhibited originality and innovation at every turn. At UMB, our focus is built around people, service, products, and technology. These are the key to our present success and our future triumphs. At UMB, we're poised to make a difference not only with our customers, but also in the banking industry. We invite you to share in our future. Our future starts now with you.
When you don't have the Enterprise Advantage app, you're not in control.
Boss.
Yes, Akwesi.
I'm at where they sell the coats. What size do you like?
Ah, what coats?
Coats, office coats.
Ah, I said get me a quote. Quotation from Enterprise.
What quote? Save yourself from the stress. Take advantage of the Enterprise Advantage app. Make your claims, check statements, request for a quote, and buy a policy from any of our subsidiaries. What's more, you can also get health tips, traffic information, find mechanic shops, and more on your Enterprise Advantage app. Download the Enterprise Advantage app on Google Play and Apple Store now. Here is to 95 years of trust.
Enterprise, your advantage.
So everyone says I'm a Kosia filler, but it's not like I'm nosy or go out to find out the latest filler. It's just that I get 50 megabytes of data free after paying for only the first minute of every call. And so I just keep discovering stuff minute after minute. That's how come I was minding my business, scrolling through my timeline, and I found out Coco has a new baby. Oh, and lastly, I learned Ken won the lottery. You see, Ken is my brother's friend. So hello, look who's about to roll with the rich and famous.
Enjoy even more value with MTN Free After One. You only pay for the first minute of your call on MTN Free After One, and the rest is free. Plus, you enjoy free 50 megabytes worth of data to browse your favorite sites. Compare where, compare then. So dial *315# to sign up. We day for you everywhere you go. Terms and conditions apply.
It's 20 minutes to the hour of 8 o'clock. This is Springboard, your virtual university. Tonight's program is dedicated to the launch of the CORE program, a program aimed at equipping young people aged between 18 and 35 with skills, job readiness, health and wellness, and business skills to thrive now as well as in a post-COVID-19 era. We've received messages so far from the lead partner, Mastercard Foundation, represented by their regional director, West Central and Northern Africa, Natalie Gabala. We've heard from Solidaridad, Bosman Owusu, acting country rep. We've heard from the National Service Scheme, represented by the Executive Director, Honorable Mustafa Youssef, and then from the Ghana Psychological Association, represented by the President, Dr. Erica Danfrequa Dixon. One thing I must tell you is that the delivery of this program would involve presentation of audio and video coaching, e-mentoring, e-counseling sessions on various exciting topics. But in the presentation of these topics, there will also be the sign language to ensure that every constituency is covered. I have on the line Mr. George Pinto of the Ghana National Association of the Deaf. Mr. Pinto, good evening. Mr. George Pinto, good evening. Hello, Mr. Pinto. Hello, Mr. Pinto.
Yes.
All right. Good evening, sir.
Good evening.
All right. Thank you for joining us. You represent the Ghana National Association for the Deaf. How important is it to you to be part of this all-important intervention?
Yeah, it is so much important to the organization. We would like at this juncture to express our heartfelt gratitude and appreciation to the management of Springboard Roadshow Foundation to mainstream Ghanaian Sign Language into their COVID-19 recovery and resilience program. This initiative will offer deaf people an opportunity to access information and education of the COVID-19 in their medium, in their own medium of communication, which is the Ghanaian Sign Language. And not only that, but it will also give them a sense of belonging to a larger society. And so GNAD sees this as a partnership, and for that matter, we are calling on Springboard Road Foundation not to limit the partnership only on COVID-19 recovery and resilience program, but to other areas as well.
Right. We look forward to strengthening the collaboration, not just us, but all our partners with you as we make this happen. But thanks for coming on board. Let me bring on board now the NASPA president, the National Service Personnel Association president, Mr. Stephen Chumisi. Stephen, good evening.
Good evening, sir.
Right, so Stephen, you are one of the biggest beneficiaries of this intervention. So you represent all the over 100,000 National Service personnel that this is being designed for. In her comments, earlier comments, Natalie Gabala of MasterCard Foundation mentioned that you are the ones who can tell us what success is. What do you expect at the end of 6 months out of this intervention?
Okay, thank you very much. Let me use the opportunity to greet all National Service personnel across the country, and to also say a good evening to your cherished listeners. I think we came into contact with Springboard and the designers of the program. And what I'm happy about with regards to the program particularly is because not myself alone, and then the executives of the association have contacted or met with the organizers of this great intervention. But the Congress of our association, some number of people of the association as well have come in contact with the intervention. And just on the 25th, which was, I think, Friday, there was a presentation to them. And they welcomed the program. The intervention was something that actually got the enthusiasm of this group of people. So on this basis, I can say that it is not just something that I would speak to, but they, wherever they are, will be able to attest to the fact that the program is an intervention that actually will benefit them. But what I'm very much proud about with regards to this program is the aspect of the mentoring. And owing to the fact that we are in a very scary situation at the moment, when you have a program like that, that spurs you on, gives you the opportunity to hear people who will be able to inspire you and then get you going in terms of even in an area where you have planned to have a business, or in an area where you would want to venture into something. Then I think that is something that is very laudable. And since our people already are buying into it, it's something that I think is good and we all have to embrace.
Thank you very much. And you represent, and that is Stephen Chumisi, president of the National Service Personnel Association, representing the National Service Personnel who will be benefiting from this e-counseling, e-mentoring intervention. I can tell you something, Stephen, yourself as well as all national service persons, I mean, presentations on how to start a business, how to develop your talent are very integral, among others, in the execution of this core program. Let me cross over to the Yedie alumni. These are people who benefited from construction training and are looking forward to executing their business ideas and who are also going through this period of disruption. Let me welcome Eliplim Kumejuro, who's the president of the Yedie alumni. Eliplim, good evening.
Good evening, sir.
Eliplim, you went through some training sponsored by MasterCard, and I'm sure you're looking forward to moving your businesses forward. In the face of these disruptions, how important is the core program to you?
Okay, thank you so much for the opportunity, and I would like to thank the MasterCard Foundation and Springboard for giving us this opportunity to be part of this program.
And of course, Solidaridad.
It's very important to us because as we finish with the project, most of us started our businesses, but because of the virus, we are out of businesses. And looking at the contents of the programs is very important to us. It will give us the foundation to think right. The Holy Book said, when the foundation of the righteous is destroyed, what can the righteous do? And I see this program as the foundation for us youth to take up the word. Because when you look at the topics and the various topics, there are things that happen in our daily lives. And this program is going to help us to really think right, act right, and do things right. So the core project is one of the projects we have been waiting for.
Thank you very much. So you are talking about think right, act right, and do right, and you are the president of the EADA alumni. Let me bring finally the Maso Network president, Mr. Peter Insia. Peter, good evening. Hello, Peter, good evening.
Good evening, sir.
All right, so you are representing the Maso Network and you received training in agribusiness and you now find yourselves facing this pandemic. How do you hope to benefit from this intervention?
Pardon,
please. I'm asking, how important is this intervention to the Maso Network?
Well, since this program seeks to empower the youth with relevant health, well-being, adaptability, and sustaining livelihood, this will help the Maso participants in the sense that we are not in the normal circumstances. Most of us are into the agribusiness incubating. Now, prices of items has gone up. People are suffering from anxiety. How do you overcome these challenges? Some of us invested the little we have to start the business, and it's been a year of two or three. Now, there's these challenges we're facing. Most of us are asking, how do I bounce back? And most of us are finding it difficult to cope with the system. Moreover, on the other hand, those in the farming incubating also now some need assistance. Some need to go and get chemicals, but they are not having money and these things. So I think with this program, one will come to know how to adapt himself to the system and solve that psychological or emotional problem, anxieties and the stress. Also, one can be of himself.
Right. Thank you very much. And Mr. Peter Insia, I can assure you that the curriculum has been designed to ensure that you get support, counseling, mentoring, and guidance to be able to actualize your dreams. It's 10 minutes to the hour of 8 o'clock. This is Springboard, your virtual university. Tonight we are launching an initiative that has been birthed out of the COVID-19 situation. I'll go for a brief commercial break. When I come back, we'll be wrapping up, we'll be bringing this launch to a climax and then telling you, very importantly, how you can participate in this intervention. Please don't worry.
How do you intend to sustain yourself when you retire?
My children will take care of me when I'm retired.
I am a professional. I can work till 80.
Some people leave their retirement to chance. How are you planning yours? Your attitude today can help you avoid struggling to survive when you retire. With 50 Ghana Cedis monthly investment in the Axis Pension Plan, you can accumulate 700,000 Ghana Cedis in 30 years. This investment will guarantee you retirement income that far exceeds your current income. Visit www.axispension.com to sign up or call 0302-543-287 or 0544-321-966 for details. Axis Pension Trust, your reliable partner in pensions.
It is 8 minutes to the hour of 8 o'clock, and this is the special program to launch the call in the core program, an initiative by the Springboard Roadshow Foundation in partnership with the Mastercard Foundation and Solidaridad, aimed at equipping young people aged between 18 and 35 with health and wellness tips, job readiness skills, and business tips to survive now and in a post-COVID-19 pandemic era. We've been hearing from the various partners as well as the beneficiaries. Very interesting thoughts shared earlier by Natalie Gabala, who's the regional director, West Central and Northern Africa for Mastercard Foundation. We've heard from Bosman Owusu, acting country rep of Solidaridad. We've heard from the National Service Scheme, Honorable Mustafa Yusuf, the executive director, and then from the Ghana Psychological Association, Dr. Erica Dixon. We've heard from the National Association for the Deaf, represented by Mr. George Pinto, and then also three of the beneficiaries, NASPA, Yedie, and Masu, represented by Stephen Chumesi, Elik Flim Kumejuro, and then Peter Insia. Let's go back to where it all began and to Natalie Gabala, who's the regional director of the Mastercard Foundation. Natalie, let me say that for all the beneficiaries, it would seem that there is great expectation that this program will help them navigate this pandemic and come out on top. As Mastercard, we would like to share your closing remarks and then also to declare this program duly launched. Let's apologize for the slight hitches in the sound on the Zoom link, but if you could share your closing remarks and then also your invitation to the young people of Ghana to participate in this program and then finally declare it launched. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Just wanted to say that the Mastercard Foundation remains committed. We want to work with partners to mitigate the socioeconomic impact of COVID-19 on Ghana and on its young people. We are committed to listening, so to understand the challenge that our partners are facing and provide support, understanding, and empathy during this difficult time. We'll continue to build new partnerships with relevant governments, agencies, the private sector, educational institutions, local NGOs, youth organizations, and regional institutions. And in this regard, we'll continue to actively engage all existing and potential partners who have the network and capacity that will enable us to respond to the needs with speed and at scale, because we understand that there's much more to do. We have great hope that the program with Springboard and Solidaridad will allow our young people to not only navigate the crisis, but to emerge stronger and equipped with new skills. And we really call for all young people to take advantage of these programs. And as I mentioned, in 6 months' time, we'll want to hear from them again and listen to understand if this program is meeting their needs and where is the need to amend or change anything as needed. So really it's a call for all the young people to benefit from it, but also to share their feedback how they're using this program. Thank you again.
Thank you very much. And with your kind permission at this point, on behalf of the Springboard Roadshow Foundation, the Mastercard Foundation, and Solidaridad, and all our partners working with us to make this a reality, we declare the call program duly launched. And congratulations to everyone. Thank you very much. We would definitely be rolling out the details of the call program in subsequent broadcasts, but just to mention that the broadcasts start this week and they will be in English, Ga, Chi, and ever, and so you can get to participate. But very importantly, they're going to be very exciting programs delivered in practical sessions, 15-minute sessions on a lot of networks. We'll be sharing the details. Go to the Core Program Facebook page, Twitter page, and Instagram page, and you will find a list of places where you can find these broadcasts. But we are excited about the opportunity to serve you and the opportunity to bring this program to you. Let me give the final comment to Executive Director of the Springboard Roadshow Foundation. Comfort Okran, how big is this for the Springboard Roadshow Foundation?
Before I talk about how big it is for the Springboard Roadshow Foundation, I would like to thank our partners, without whom this would not have been possible.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires. Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
We had very short time to work on this, but every single partner contributed so much, with so much energy, so sleepless nights, to make sure that we are able to roll this out this month. And I would like to say the young people of Ghana have benefited, will benefit, because MasterCard were really into what was happening on the ground. The same with Solidaridad, with the they coming together to say, let's get this program started, no matter what it takes. So we are very grateful to our partners. I would also like to thank the executive director of National Service Secretariat, would also scheme. Sorry, I would like to thank also the Ghana Psychological Association, the National Association of the Deaf, and of course, I would like to encourage the beneficiaries who are represented here today by NASPA, Yedie, and Maso to really interact with the program as it goes on. Make sure you go on our Facebook wall. Core Program Facebook wall or Twitter or Instagram, and like and sign up. We also have a podcast for Core Talks, and that will definitely also have those things going on a regular basis. So do sign up. And I can assure you that at the end of this program, even halfway through, you'll see the difference it will bring to your lives. We are very grateful, and God bless MasterCard Foundation, Solidaridad West Africa, and the National Service Scheme for making this a reality today. We are grateful.
Thank you very much. And also, of course, Yedie and Maso Project Group. Let's sign out with the hotline to call for any information about the Core Program. The number is 055-153-5533. 055-153-5533. As for me, I just like the song, so I'll play it to sign out. And we'll join Beyond the Lockdown. And please don't go away with MFA Apal, Beyond the Lockdown. It comes up right after this.
At
least we have taken away the major concern with the micro side of things. And we have now to begin to look at how do you make sure that the classroom is ready. And
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.